And now just a little bit of extra credit, raid, as if today's daf wasn't geschmack enough, just to add one raid bite. Not easy, but just to get a little bit of a toyamer for some of the super lumdis in the sugya of Zika. So again, we're not going to focus our dafin and even the raid on the super lumdis of Zika, even though there's a lot. But pater b'loy klum e afsher. So as a result, we have to just talk a little bit about the concept of Zika. So the third parak of Masechtas Yevamos, like a good part of the second parak of Masechtas Yevamos, is underpinned by what was a major machloikis between the Tanoim and the Yamayuroim, whether yesh Zika or ain Zika. So let's just chazer over what exactly Zika is. One of the yesoides of Yevamos is that when a Yevama falls liyibum, there's a bond, there's a connection, there's some sort of relationship with the Yavam and the Yavam. It's something that happens by itself. In the words of Chazal, Isha hikna le min ha-shamayim. It comes literally from Shamayim, but there's some shaychus, some connection between the Yavam and the Yavam. And really, it's something that plays out in some of the core dinim of Yavamis and some of the more obscure dinim of Yavamis. So for example, the Torah says that when a Yavama falls liyibum, there's a loisaseh, loisiyah eshes hameis achutza lishzah. This woman's not allowed to go ahead and marry anybody that she wants. Pashit, because there's a mitzvah of yibum. So she can't marry someone else, which will impact the Yavam's ability to do yibum. But on a slightly deeper level, it's because on some level she's a married woman. What do you mean? She's an almana. Her husband just died. That's true. But being that there's a mitzvah of Yibam, so there's now a Zika, there's some connection between the Yavam and the Yavama, and just like an Eishes Ish can't just freely marry anybody that she wants, a Yavama can't do it either, because there's some connection between her and the Yavam. Chalitza. Chalitza is a mitzvah. But it's mavur in the Achroinim, the Chalitza is not just a mitzvah. Chalitza is what the Yavama needs in order for it to be able to get married, because Chalitza severs the Zika, it severs the relationship that she has together with the Yavam. And that's why you find that there's a connection between Chalitza and between Gerishin, which at first glance is very, very, very sasum. It's very tzarech bit. A Kohen's not allowed to marry a Grusha midday Raisa. Midday Rabbanon, he's also not allowed to marry Chalitza. Why not? Can't marry a Grusha, it says in the Torah, not allowed to marry a Grusha. You can't marry a Chalutza. What's a Chalutza? Chalutza is a woman that was a Yavama, where the Yavam had a mitzvah to do Yibam. He chose not to do Yibam. Instead, he decided he's going to do Chalutza. Because a Yavam did a mitzvah Chalutza with this woman, now all of a sudden she becomes like a Grusha. Right? The Gemara even learned it from the Pasuk of Grusha. But you see, it's shayach to a gerusha. Ma inyan chalutza to gerusha. The teretz is because chalitza is not just a mitzvah ba'alma. Chalitza is severing an ishus. It's severing a relationship between the yavam and the yavama. And just like gerushin, which severs a relationship, creates an iser for a koyin not to be able to marry this woman, chalitza essentially does the same thing. The act of yibum, we know, creates a full-fledged ishus. It's very big chiddush. Because Yibam Midday Raisa is a Maisa Bia Ba'alma. To create Ishus ordinarily, you need Chuppah, you need Kedushin, it has to be Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Yet when it comes to Yevamis, all the laws of Chuppah the Kedushin are somehow put on the side, and here with a Bia Ba'alma, that creates an Ishus. What's the pshat? Why should it be that way? So the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza, because every Yavam and Yevama, they already are somewhat related to each other, because Isha Hikna Leim and Hashemayim. So really, when it comes to the Bia, it's not like this is a Panuya and a Panuya. They're already in a state of Ishus on some level. And being that that's the case, all they need to do now is to be Mashlim. They just have to close the deal. So for that, Yavama Yavu Yaleu, L'kach Alei L'Isha V'Yibma. That's all that needs to be done. But it's all because of the Halacha of Zika. So again, Zika allows us to understand why Siyesh is Hameis Achutza L'Shzar. Zika allows us to understand why Chalitza was viewed in the eyes of Chazal as Gerishin. And Zika allows us to understand why it's possible that with a Bia Ba'alma, that could be Mashlim and Ishus, something that ordinarily would require Chuppah, would require Kedushin, something that ordinarily would be a lot more complicated. Again, we're chazering this over for the several times, because it's the Yisoida Chassidus v'Shayrish Avoida Tmima of understanding Yevamos. The truth is, there's some other halachas that are also tali in understanding Zika. For example, there's a Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that we're going to learn later on, Daf Samech Zayin on the days. Tosis brings it with the Gemara discusses whether a Yevama is able to eat Truma if her husband was a Kayin and she's a Bas Yisrael. So we know Bas Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma. However, if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kayin, now she's king in Kaspe of the Kayin, she's an Eishes Kayin, now the Halach is, that she's allowed to eat Truma. What happens if her husband dies or gives her a get? So it depends. If she has sons that are kayhanim, so she can continue to eat truma. If, however, she has no children that are kayhanim, so then she goes back to her father's house and she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. What happens if she's a yavama? So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies. He leaves over no children, but he leaves over a wife. He was a kayhan and his wife was a Bas Yisrael. So this is a textbook case. He died, she's a Bas Yisrael, there were no children, she goes home to her father's house, she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. It's a whole sugya in Shas. And Rabbeinu Tam says, his upshot in the sugya is, that midday raisa, really this woman's allowed to eat truma. The reason she's allowed to eat truma is because she's still kinyan kaspay of a kayan. What do you mean? Her husband died. How could she be kinyan kaspay of a kayan? She's an almana. She's kinyan kaspay zok Rabbeinu Tam of the yava. Because there's a Zika, and the Zika which underpins, I see, Eishes HaMeisa Chutzalish Zar, it underpins the Havan of Chalitza, it explains why Yavama Yavah Yalel, the Kacha Leilisha, so you see she's a Kinyan Kasper of Yavah. She's a Kinyan Kasper of Yavah, Yavah's a Kohen, she'll be able to get. So there's a concept of Zika that works on a biblical level. Stating that, maybe the biggest Machloikis in Yavama says, Yesh Zika, ain't Zika. So what's going on over here? I thought everybody holds of Zika. So what's the machlokes yesh Zika ain Zika? So again, we've mentioned this so many times. Rashi and Daf Yud Zayin and there's different lashonis of Rashi scattered throughout the Masechta. But the Pashit Teretz is, the machlokes yesh Zika ain Zika is not whether there's something called Zika or there's no such thing as Zika. Everyone holds of something called Zika. The question is, how olam is Zika? How far do we take Zika? What kind of dinim could Zika impose? Of course there's Zika. And in certain regards, everyone agrees Zika's going to dictate halachas. The question is, I want to take it a tefach weiter. I want to learn another halach and another halach. I want to compare it to issues with regards to this, with regards to that. How far am I able to take it? And that's the machloikas yesh Zika ein Zika. And there are many nafkaminas in the shayla of yesh Zika ein Zika. The most notable nafkamina is, does it create isuri arayas? Is Zika such an issues that we say, if there's a Yavam and a Yavama, now the Yavam is not allowed to marry the Yavama's sister, or the Yavama's daughter, or the Yavama's mother. Why? Because of all the Yisurei Krivim. If someone's married, even Bekedushin, so the Allah is his Aser and all her Krivim. That's the Parish of Arayas. So Luchura, if Isha Hiknolim and Hashemayim, so if on some level there's a Kedushin over here, so you could deher very, very clearly why maybe there would be Yisurei Arayas as well. That's what the Manda Amayesh Zika holds. The man that holds ain't Zika, he's of the opinion that even though there's Zika, and it's true, it dictates very important halachas, but at the same time, it to create Isuri Arayas, that not. But one thing was clear, and that is that even the man that holds Yesh Zika, he only holds Yesh Zika Midrabban. Meaning everybody holds that if there are Isuri Arayas, it's not going to be on the Dairaisa level. It's only going to be on a rabbinic level. Because even the man dama that holds Yesh Zika only holds Yesh Zika midrabbanan. Now, just to, because we learned these Gemaras already, we do know, because we learned Afiotes, that there is a man dama that holds that Yesh Zika afilu midai raisa. It's Shitas Rav Shimon, really Rav Oishia in Shitas Rav Shimon. This was Rav Shimon Shita in the Sugya Veshas Achshalei Hoya by Lamai, where Rav Oishia said, Chalok Hoya Rav Shimon, Afila Berishoina, even by Noilat V'achak Achibim, which emerged that Rav Shimon would hold Zuka Kichnusadamya, and he holds that there's a concept of Yej Zikim Adai Raisa. But the Gemara said, he toisiv Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia was upgefragged very, very much by the end of Daf Yotes. We knew Rav Oishia wasn't Aliba the Hilchasa. So really, there is no such man, the Amar Lefiyo Emes, even though there are Rishayim that say that maybe there are other Tanam that hold that way. Maybe we'll talk about it in the coming days. But for now, the Shita that held Yesh Zika, as it relates to creating Yisurei Erva Midei Raisa, was only Rab Oishia Aliba the Rab Shimon, and the Gemara said Tiyufta the Rab Oishia Tiyufta. So the only Yesh Zika that we have is the Yesh Zika that keeps on coming up. That Yesh Zika is only Yesh Zika the Rabban. So here's the question. The question is that if really the Zika Dei Raisa, and Zika Dei Raisa dictates Dinim, like CH, the Mesa Chuch is a Lizar, makes Chalitza like Gerishin, It allows you to only do a bia, and that's going to be going with the issues. Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush that a yavam is king and kaspoy of the yavam, and as a result, if she's a bas yisrael, and even though she had no children by definition, she's allowed to continue to eat truma. So why is it that when it comes to the Isurei Erva, it's so poshut that midday rice, so there's no Isurei Erva? Even the man Dama that holds Yesh Zika, who holds the something called an Acha Yisakuka, it's only midday Rabbanan. L'chura, why? If there's something called Zika midday Raisa, and Zika shafs dinim, and you see that Isha Hiknu Loi Min Hashamayim, there's a Kenyan, and you see that she's considered Kenyan Kaspar, Rabbeinu Tam said it not Alibi the Mandama Yesh Zika, he said Alibi the Kuli Alma. And he said it on a Dairaisa level. Yesh Zika is only Midra Abana. So you see that Midairaisa, she's Kenyan Kaspar. So if she's Kenyan Kaspar, she's Nikudesha. So Isha Niknes, the Kasif Shtar B. What does that mean? It means Kedushin. So that means there's some sort of Kenyan between the Yavam and the Yavama. What does that mean? He owns her? Keshaira the Chamayra? Of course not. Chas v'shalom. It means Lachaira. Kedushin of some sorts. So if the Kedushin is there in the sense of Kenyan Kaspa, in the sense of all these different dinim, that we look at Chalitz as if it's even a Gerushin. So if there's an Isha Hikmu Loi Min HaShamayim Midday Raisa, there's a Kenyan Kaspa Midday Raisa, so why are there no Isuri Erva Midday Raisa? What's Takav Shah? Even the Mandama that holds Yesh Zika holds it's only Midrabanon. The Mandama ain't Zika, I feel a Midrabanon it. L'churim Amonav Shach. If there's a Kenyan, then the Kenyan should Shaf Isurei Erva. And if there's no Kenyan, then what's going on over here? So what's this gedder? What's this spalt? That there's a Zika that's a Kenyan that creates real dinin, but at the same time, Isurei Erva not. It just needs a pirish. It's going to be a choik on some level. Aber medaf is masber zayin. It needs a nusach. We have to give it words. We can't just say, oh, it works for this, but it doesn't work for that. What does that mean? Had Rabbeinu Tam know that this woman's allowed to eat truma, that she's considered Kenyan Kaspoy, and Isha Hikna Loi Min HaShamayim is like a real Kenyan, the way the Rambam describes in the beginning of Hilchos Ibn V'Chalitza, but for some reason when it came to all the Isurei Krovim, over there, there's absolutely nothing, maybe Midrabanan Lamanda Amay Yesh Zika. What's the Hezmer Advarim? Or better, what's the gedder advarim? There has to be some gedder. We have to be able to now define Zika a little bit better. So, in the Olam HaYeshivas, they say over for Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, and he talks about this in two places. He talks about this in Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza Perik Aleph, and he talks about it in Hilchas Yibam V'Chalitza Perik Vav. So Rav Shach said a Festa Hagdara, and it's based on Raid from Chedushe, Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi Al HaRambam. So really, there's a longer version, which obviously we don't have time to go into now. But the short version of Rabbeinu Chaim is as follows. And that is, the Rambam, in Hilchus Ishus, Perek Zayin, Alochet HaZayin, says as follows. He says, if somebody goes over to his friend, and he says, Im yol de ishtecha nekeva, if your wife gives birth to a nekeva, hareyim mikudeshesli. Bozeh. He gives him a dollar, a chesnish, a shava pruta, a dinar, a ring. And he says, your wife, if she gives birth to an akeva, I want to be married to her. Lo yom aklo. The halach is, the kedushin is not a kedushin. Vim hoysa eshes chavera meuberes. However, if this friend that he went over to, his wife was already meuberes, she was pregnant, v'hukara uber, and she looked pregnant, and he said that same thing. Im yol de ishtecha nekeva, hareyo mikudeshes. Harezu mikudeshes. The halach is, the kedushin is cha. That is a big shaila, what the Rambam means. Major, major shaila. There's some Rishonim that understood the Rambam, that what the Rambam meant to say was, is that the Kedushin is going to be Chal after this woman gives birth, in the event that she gives birth to a Nekeva. So then the halach is, she's going to be Mekudeshes, Adank, the Kedushin that was done while she was still pregnant. There are other Rishonim that say, that's not what the Rambam meant. But rather what the Rambam meant to say was, is that the Kedushin is going to be Chal, Ba'asher Usham, while this woman is pregnant. So again, let's just understand this a little bit better. How could a ketana get married? Right, this girl's a ketana. A ketana could get married. The Torah says a father has the ability to be mekabel kedushin on behalf of his daughter. It says in the Torah, "Biti nasati l'isha zeh," and we learn from there that if a father is mekabel kedushin on behalf of his daughter becomes mikudeshes midday raisa. If that's the case, soon as this girl is born, in theory, the father should be able to be mekabel kedushin on her behalf. Says the Rambam, that even if the Kedushin happened before the child was born, it happened while she was the mother was a Meuberes, the halacha is the Kedushin is going to be Chal. Again, the Shaila is, does it mean the Kedushin's Chal when the mother gives birth? Or according to some Rishayim, the Kedushin's going to even be Chal while she's Meuberes. According to those Rishonim that say the Kedushin's Chal while she's a Muberes, Shtein Rambam Amor de Gechidish. The Rambam is saying that just like a father could be Mekadish his daughter, that's a Ketana, he could even be Mekadish his daughter if she's a Muberes. A Muberes can get married. It's possible for an Uber to be married. She wasn't even born yet and she's married. How's it possible? Her father was Makabal Kedushin on her behalf. Azoy Shteit the Rambam. Im hoy se'eshes chaveru mu'beres, v'hukkara uber, harezu mikudashes. Freikt in a Mukhe Yosef, a Bambakasha. He asks a Bambakasha based on the Gemara that we learned together in Masechtas Yevamos. Remember the first Mishnah in the Masechta? Chamech esrei noshim, poitroi tzarei tzeim, v'tzarei tzarei tzeim, v'nechalitzim, v'nayibum, atzoy v'oilum. V'eluhen. And then the Mishnah goes on and a list 15 arayas. And then the Mishnah said, as it relates to all 15 of the arayas, the kulon, im mesu, if the erva died, oy mianu. Or the erva did mion, oy neskarshu, or she was divorced, oy shenimtzu islandess, or she was found to be an islandess. The halacha tzareseim mutaris. Meaning, the only time there's a halacha tzares erva is if at the time that Reuven died, he's the brother that died, so he left over two wives. One was an erva to Shimon and the tzara. But in the event that by the time Reuven died, the erva was no longer married to Reuven, why? She died, she did miyun, she got divorced, or she was found to be an islandess. So then the halacha is the tzara is going to be mutter. And what's the chiddush of this halacha? You would have thought that if at any point the erva and the tzara were married at the same time to this man, it would have been a problem. Kamash Malan, that the only time it's a problem is if they're married together at the time that Reuven dies. But the fact that they were married together during some previous time, as long as at the time of the death of Reuven, the Erev is not in the picture anymore. Why? Because again, either she died or she did Mion and she was divorced or she was found to be an islandess. So in that case, the Tzara is not going to be a Tzara Erev and the Halacha is going to be Tzara Seim with Tzara. And then the Mishnah said, there are three Arayas that you can't say Nimtzu islandess or Mianu by. You can't say it by Chamoisai and by Eim Chamoisai and by Eim Chamav. And the reason is because a Chamoisai, Eim Chamoisai and Eim Chamav by definition have children. Right, you can't be a mother-in-law if you don't have a child. You can't be a mother-in-law's mother or a father-in-law's mother if you don't have a child. So if they had a child, it's not possible that they were found to be an islandess or they were found to do mian. An islandess is a woman that can't have a child. If you can't have a child, you can't be chamoise, im chamoise, im chamo. You also couldn't have done mian. Because who does mian? Only a ktana does mian. And being that only a ktana does mian, so therefore a chamoise, im chamov can't do mion, because if you're a chamoisai, that means you had a child. And if you had a child, so that means that you're not a ketana. And if you're not a ketana, you can't do mion. So there was a whole gemara, a whole gemara on daf yud beis amid beis, that with the gemara discuss, is that true? Is it so posh that a ketana can't have a child? And we know that Allah is sholish nashim mishamshes mamoich. And one of the women that are allowed to be mishamshes mamoich is a ketana. What's the reason? Because we're afraid that she might get pregnant and then she might die. What do you mean? I thought she can't have a child. So what emerged from the Gemara? What emerged from the Gemara was one of two mahalchim. Either enochanami, she could become pregnant. That's obvious. But either she's for sure going to die. And either if the, what the Gemara means to say is, well, we'll go with one teretz of the Gemara, just to keep this simple. That the Gemara's teretz was, is that banim arein kesiman. Meaning, it's true that a ketana could have a child. But when she has a child, she automatically is going to become a gedayla. And because she's automatically going to become a gedayla, banim harein kesimanim, so at that point she won't be able to do mion. So the Gemara said, it's not possible for chamoisai to do mion. You want to know why? Because, not because a ketana can't have a child. A ketana could have a child. But the minute she has a child, the ben is like simonim. It's as if she brought Shtei Cyrus. And just like a ketana that brings Shtei Cyrus is not a ketana anymore, and therefore she wouldn't be able to do mion, so too she wouldn't be able to do mion either. So again, the Gemara said, it's really a Mishnah, like matzinu chamoisai mema'enes. You can't have a mother-in-law that's ever going to be able to do mion. The reason you can't have a mother-in-law that's ever going to be able to do mion is because if you're able to do mion, it means you're a ketana, and if you're a mother-in-law, that means that by definition you had a child, and once you have a child, bonim harei heim kisimonim, that's the halacha. Freitin amuke Yosef, I have a hechatimtza where it's possible to have chamoisai ma'menes. I have a situation. I have a case where it's possible to have a shviga that's going to fall a yibum theoretically, where it's going to be a mamenes. You know what the case is going to be? The case is going to be where there was a woman that was pregnant. She never had a child. All she was pregnant. And then someone went ahead and was mekadosh the uber. The Rambam says she can be mekadosh an uber. It's enough in a Rambam. Perek Zayin, halacha de Zayin. It's something that's theoretically feasible. Well, if you can be mekadosh the fetus, that means the mother is now a shviger. So if the mother's a shviger, you have a case of chamoisai. This chamoisai. Okay, you have to work it out now in the Yevamah's case. Was married to Reuven, fellow Yibum to Shimon, whatever. But the point is you have a situation where you have a mother-in-law that's a ktana. Once she has the baby, she's not a ktana anymore. Because Bonim Arein Kisimona, but she didn't have the baby yet. She's pregnant. So if all she is, she's pregnant, you have a situation where you have Chamois Mamenes. Asoi Freikti Namukhe Yosef. According to the Rambam, it's Shaykh Kedushan on an Uber. So if it's Shaykh Kedushan on an Uber, Vazok to Gemara, Loi Matsinu Chamois Mamenes, I have a situation where you can have a Shviger that's able to do Mir. V'chayv, she's a Shviger by definition, she's a Gdoyle, because it means she had a child. Not according to the Rambam. The Rambam was just mechadish. You could be a mother-in-law without a child because it can be mechadish and uber. So the mother, by definition, is going to be a chamoisai. As I faked in the mukhiya, Zok Reb Chaim, in Chedush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, he says it's muchach from here that the Rambam must have held that although it's true, it's shayich to have kedushin on an uber. Uber, if you do kedushin on an uber, it's not going to be chal any Yisurei Erva. Kedushin, yeah. Abisuri Ervanat. And Reb Chaim very cryptically said, it's because it's shayich to have a Maisa Kedushin and a Chalois Kedushin on an Uber. Uber and Rayois is totally an Ishus. An Ishus you can have with an Uber. Reb Chaim's lashon is as follows. Avozois hare bevadai nucha loima. Diyesh ba din miskadeshes. Regarding an Uber. Umikamakoim din Ishus eimba. Umishum da adayin eino isha she yochel ala din ishos. Verakish and noldo who the yeshba ha ishos memelo. The isnyashiv gam king dasa rambam. The name of the avim yeshba din mikudeshes, even if she could be a mikudeshes to uber, mikomok and kol she eimba din ishos eino oisa arayas. The ikr din arayas rak bi ishos talio. Dal yude ishos di lo chal din ervo ala kroivois va kroivim. Vim king afal gaf to uber miskadeshes, mikomok and arayas eino oisa rak. So Reb Chaim said that it's muchach from the Rambam, that the Rambam held it's possible there's such a mitzias where you could have kedushin, where there's going to be a kinyan or isha niknes, but there won't be the very specific definition of what a kedushin usually is, which is a maisa ishos. And how is that possible? It's possible by an uber. An uber is going to have kedushin, like the Rambam says very, very clearly. It's chal kedushin. Uber mitzvah, all the yisurei erva and all of that, that's totally an ishos. And ishos, that's not something you're going to have when it comes to an uber. Zok Reb Shach, that Reb Chaim, Moireinu v'Rabbeinu, already was mechadish to us that it's possible to spalt kinyonim when it comes to a man and a woman, where there is such a mitzias in the world of Lamdas, where you can have a full-fledged kinyan, where there's a kedushin, where there's a kinyan kaspoy, where you need a get, which is an eshes ish, where you can eat truma. Oh, but there's not going to be ishus. L'maynaf gemino, you're not going to have all the yisurei erva. Said Reb Shach, posh it to me, that Zika must be Reb Chaim's kedushay over. And that's why Enochinami, Avada, there's a Zika midairaisa that everybody agrees with, which creates some sort of kinyan between the Yavam and the Yavam. And that's why Loisiyah Eishas HaMesach Chutzal Lishzar. And that's why when you do Chalitza, it's tantamount to doing Gerushin. And that's why Koin Zal Amari Chalutza. And that's why all you need is a Bia Ba'alma. Because the kedushin happened already. Because Isha Hikta Lamin HaShemayim. And like Rebbeinu Tam was Moisef on Daf Samach Zayin Amid Days, that if she's a Bas Yisrael, she can continue eating Chuma because she's considered Kenyan Kaspay. If that's the case, how come you don't find any Dine Erva? L'chayra, if this Kedushin, doesn't there have to be Erva? The Teretz is Reb Chaim's Kedushay Uber. Reb Chaim already created in the world of Lomdis such a Mitzias, where you could have Kedushin with all the Kinyonim of Kedushin, about Arayas Nish, because Arayas requires Ishus. I have to define that a little bit better. But Arayas requires Ishus. And if there's no Ishus, there's no Arayas. Yesh Zika is a Kinyan. Kinyan Kaspay. You know what it's not? It's not Ishus. That's what it's not. And because it's not Ishus, that's why you have all the Kinyonim in the world. Of Isuri Erva that you don't have. The Shailas Sumidir Abonon Sedon Ishus. And that's the Mandom of us held Yesh Zika. The man of us held einzig holds that just like midiraisa, there's no issues. So to midrabanan, there's no issues either. And again, we're just starting really. I don't know if we'll go weiter, but the shtickle Torah is just starting anyways. But we're gonna stop here.